New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. Hey everyone, Mystery here. And thank you all for tuning in. And here we have Volume 4 of Amateur Detectives, Mr. and Mrs. North. If you enjoy this episode, then please check out Volumes 1, 2, and 3, all in the archives. And please feel free to reach out, whether through the comments on Spotify, my email at mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter, MysteryFreak, F-R-E-Q, Instagram, and Blue Sky, all under Mystery Frequency. And once you're done with that, if you could please take the time to follow, review, and rate. And the higher the ratings, the more easier it is for people to find this podcast and enjoy these great stories. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Your love will never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, cause you're lovely, just the way you look tonight.
Woodbury, the makers of Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap made for the skin alone, present The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North. Feels like going to the movies because she decided that Jerry's been working too hard and needs an evening of relaxation. Well, that's all right with Jerry because he'd feel like going to the movies too. But he'd like to know what they're going to see. So as he and Pam walk toward the neighborhood theater, he asks her, "What picture are we going to see, Pam?"
"Oh, I forget the name of it, darling, but I know you'll like it. It has, what's her name in it?"
"And I Like Her, huh?"
"Oh, you know who I mean. She was in that picture with, oh, you know, Jerry, that tall, dark-haired fellow."
"There are a lot of tall, dark-haired fellows in the movies, darling."
"No, but this one, he was..."
I know. He played in the picture with what's-her-name.
"That's right. Oh, what is his name, Jerry?"
"I haven't the slightest idea."
"Well, I see I'm not the only one who forgets names. And you always say that I never can remember." Oh, that reminds me, Jerry. I forgot to tell you. That fellow phoned today.
What fellow?
I don't remember his name, darling. But I wrote it down. And his phone number, too.
Well, who is he? What do you want?
Oh, you know, that author.
Darling, I know lots of authors. I'm a publisher, remember?
Well, this one's from out of town. Ohio or someplace.
Eugene Lawrence?
Yes, that's it. Eugene Lawrence.
Is he in town?
Yes, but he'll be leaving tomorrow.
But Pam, I want to see him. Where'd you say he's staying?
I didn't. I don't remember, Jerry. But I wrote it down.
Well, I'll go back to the apartment. I want to call him. You go on to the show.
But, Jerry...
Darling, this is important. It's business. I'm publishing his book, and there are certain points we've been discussing through the mail that I'd like to talk over in person. Now, where did you write his phone number?
On a folder.
Folder?
Yes, dear. It's right next to the telephone.
What kind of a folder?
A match folder. You can't miss it, dear. It's orange and
I remember.
Black.
It has the name of that awful nightclub you lured me into going to the other night.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But why do you have to take messages on match folders?
Well, it was right there, next to the telephone.
Couldn't you use the pad?
No, dear.
Why?
It was in the kitchen.
What was the telephone pad doing in the kitchen?
The kitchen table wobbles, Jerry.
Oh.
I still don't see what you're making such a fuss about.
I threw the folder away.
Oh. When?
Just now, a few minutes ago, somewhere between here and the apartment. Come on, let's retrace our steps and see if we can find it.
All right. Jerry, are you sure it's not in your pocket?
Positive. There was only one match left, and I used it. I remember distinctly because I was so pleased with myself for lighting the cigarette on a single match with the wind blowing.
Well, then you should remember where.
Darling, I don't make it a point to notice my surroundings every time I stop to light a cigarette. Oh, wait a minute, what's that?
A chewing gum wrapper. You know, Jerry, I don't think you're fair. You threw the match folder away and then you blame me.
Of course I threw it away. It was empty. How was I to know there was anything written on it?
Well, I don't... Well, you have to be so mean about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. It's just that I'm anxious to talk to Lawrence. I won't say anything more about it. But let's try to find the folder.
Oh, well, there's a pile of rubbish, Jerry. Maybe it's in there.
Well, let's see. No, that's not it. Maybe under here. You know, if you can only remember the name of his hotel, try and think.
It began with an R. Was it an M? Oh, I know. Caldwell.
Caldwell?
No, that's not it. Anyway, Jerry, I couldn't help it, could I?
Couldn't help what?
That one leg of the kitchen table is short?
I guess not.
What you doing, mister?
Oh, hello, son. We're looking for a match folder.
I got a match.
Thanks. That's not what we want. It's the folder.
A special one?
Yeah, orange, and it has the name of the Zigzag Club on it.
Zigzag Club?
Uh-huh. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. That match folder is somewhere between here and 24 St. Anne's Place. You help us look for it, will you? If you find it, I'll give you
$5. $5? Gee!
That's right. And we'd better get back to the apartment, Pam. Maybe Lee Lawrence will phone again.
But the movie...
Oh, I don't care so much for what's her name after all.
Nice evening. Beautiful evening.
It stinks.
Okay, so it stinks.
What do you have?
Nothing.
On the wagon?
I'm here on business. Where's Dutch?
In the back.
Well, I want to see him.
Lulu's with him, and he don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, but this is important. It's about the North.
Oh. Okay, come on. Hey, you see this tooth?
Which one?
The one that's missing.
No, I don't see it. It ain't there.
You know why?
No.
I walked in on the boss and Lulu once before.
Well, this time not.
Okay.
Who is it?
It's me, Axel.
What do you want?
Pinky wants to see you. Says it's important. Something about them Norths.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Okay, Pinky, what's on your mind?
Would you pay $5 for a folder of matches?
Huh?
I said, would you pay
five... What kind of matches?
Ordinary ones, like they give you when you buy cigarettes.
Are you nuts?
Look, you don't like that North guy, do you?
Look, you said something about matches.
The North helped put the law onto your brother, didn't they?
Okay, so I hate him. If it wasn't for them, Mac wouldn't be giving the best years of his life to the warden at Sing Sing. What's that got to do with buying match covers for $5?
Well, if North was mixed up in something, something fishy now.
Is he?
Could be, could be.
Come on, open up. What gives? What do you know?
Well, when a guy offers $5 for a folder of ordinary matches, wouldn't you detect a strong odor of mackerel?
You mean North wants to pay $5 for matches?
That's what I overheard him offer a kid on the street. Look, North lost a folder of matches, and if the kid could find it right...
I'd like to see that folder.
Suppose I found it. Suppose I got it right here in my pocket.
Have you?
And suppose it has a name and a phone number on it.
Okay, suppose it has.
Well, what's it worth to you?
That all depends. Maybe it don't amount to anything.
Yeah? Then why is North so anxious to get it back?
Well, we'll see. Let's have the folder.
Oh, not so fast. I gotta get something out of this.
Okay. Give me the folder. I'll call the number and say I'm North. I'll find out what the setup is. And if it's worth anything to me, you'll be taken care of.
How do I know I can trust you?
I got an honest face. Come on, let's have the folder.
Well, all right, but I gotta get my cut.
Okay. Where's the folder?
Here you are.
Good. Come in.
What's going on, Doc?
Be with you in a second, honey. I'm gonna make a phone call.
What's it all about, Axel? Oh, hello, Pinky.
Hello.
Pinky found some $5 matches and the boss got interested.
Say, what are you trying to...
Hello? Is that Mr. Lawrence? Eugene Lawrence?
Yes, this is he.
Oh, well, this is Gerald North.
Oh, hello there. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. Say, look, I've been thinking over what you suggested, and I've decided you're right.
Yeah? Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it would spoil the whole thing if the murder is discovered too soon.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
It has to be kept quiet, and it won't be hard. After all, if Mrs. Stokes keeps her story, there's no way for anyone to find out except the doctor, and he can be bought off.
Bought off, huh?
It all fits together. She got all the money from her uncle, so money doesn't matter to her, and it's right in character.
In character?
Sure, and wait till you hear the new angle I've got so no one will find out her uncle was crazy.
Crazy, huh?
I don't want to tell you over the phone. I'd rather have more time to talk it over. Are you busy now? I could run over.
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on over.
Are you home?
Yeah, I'm home.
Oh, good. I'll be right over. Let's see. The address is 24 St. Dan's Place, isn't it?
I guess so. I mean, yeah, sure.
Fine. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Now, so long.
So long.
What's going on, Sugar?
Plenty. Boy, oh, boy. Am I going to make that Weisenheim a sweat?
I told you to be good.
What Weisenheimer, Dutch?
That North guy. I'm going to square things with him and that dumb wife of his.
Oh, but how? Who was that you were talking to on the phone?
Friend of North. Seems they're covering up for some rich dame who knocked somebody off. And aren't they just going to love it, though, when little Dutch walks in and tells them he knows all about it?
Well, what do I get out of it?
You'll get yours. Don't worry. The dame has a lot of dough she got from her batty uncle. And she's willing to spend it to keep things quiet.
Well, she better pay plenty or I'm gonna...
Okay. Come on, Axel. You and me are going over and collect.
Okay, boy.
Hey, how about me?
You wait here. We'll be back.
All right, but hit him for plenty. And remember, I gotta get what's coming to me.
Don't worry, brother. You will. But first, North is gonna get what's coming to him. Come on, Axel.
We'll be back with the Woodbury Facial Soap program and Mr. and Mrs. North in a minute. But first, this is Ben Grauer for Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap made for the skin alone. When a man says he likes you to look natural, ladies, you know what he means. He wants you to look naturally lovely. And that's why those smart young beauties, the marrying Woodbury Debs, never miss their Woodbury Facial cocktail. One of the most glamorous Woodbury Debs to marry recently is pretty Joanne Newcomb of California. She's now Mrs. Guy Price, Jr. Her complexion is velvet smooth and clear. And if you could ask her about skin care, she'd tell you...
He loves me with that fresh, natural look my Woodbury facial cocktail gives. So I pat Woodbury lather into my skin till it glows, then rinse twice, first with hot water and then with cold.
How does it happen that so many popular girls trust their complexions to no soap but Woodbury? Because Woodbury facial soap is made for the sole purpose... of keeping skin lovely by skin scientists who know the nature of fine textured skin and how to care for it. They put into Woodbury facial soap only the purest beauty oils, plus a special costly ingredient for extra mildness. Naturally, your skin is softer, smoother, clearer after a Woodbury facial cocktail. So ask for Woodbury facial soap and follow the marrying Woodbury Debs to romance. Now, back to the Woodbury Facial Soap program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
Hello, I'm Eugene Lawrence.
Oh, swell. Come on in.
Thanks. Oh, it's good to meet you, North. After all the letters we've written back and forth, it seems like we already know each other.
Yes, gosh, I'm glad you came over. I've been trying to get hold of you, but your number was mislaid, and I didn't know where to reach you.
I beg your pardon?
I said I didn't know where to reach you or out of call.
But you did call.
I did? I mean, huh?
Don't you remember?
No, what are you talking about?
Our conversation about the book.
You mean what I wrote to you?
No, what you told me on the phone.
On the phone? Huh? But I... Oh, here's my wife. Pam, I want you to meet Eugene Lawrence.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lawrence. Yeah. I'm so glad that you didn't wait for Jerry to phone you, because there was only one match left, and Jerry threw away the folder.
What's that?
Yes. I suppose it's really my fault, but you see, one leg of the kitchen table was short, and I put the pad under it, so I had to use the folder.
Oh.
We looked all over the street, but we couldn't find it. Jerry even got down on his knees in the gutter.
In the gutter?
Well, in the gutter.
Well, what was he doing there?
Well, looking for your telephone number, of course.
I said, perhaps I'd better go.
Oh, but you just got here, Mr. Lawrence.
Yeah, well, I know, but I... Miss North, just answer one question. Did you or did you not talk to me on the phone about 15 minutes ago?
Just a second.
We couldn't have, Mr. Lawrence. Hmm? We weren't here.
Hello?
Hello, North. We're coming in. Come on.
Wait a minute. Okay,
Come on, Mrs. North. Axel and me thought we'd pay you a little visit.
Well,
and this must be that Eugene Lawrence guy.
How do you know about me?
It ain't how I know, brother. It's what I know.
Well, what do you know?
Plenty.
Just what is it you want?
Ah, we come to the point. Cash.
For what?
For keeping my mouth shut.
About what?
About a certain dame named Mrs. Stokes.
What?
Yeah. I know all about her. I know her uncle was batty and she didn't want anyone to know it. I know she knocked off a guy and is willing to put up her uncle's dough to keep it quiet. Well, I'm going to have a hunk of that dough, a big hunk. What are you laughing at?
You think that... Say, how'd you find out about that?
All of a sudden, that ain't so funny, eh?
I think I'm beginning to understand a few things at last.
Okay. What I want to know is, do we talk business or don't we?
I'm afraid you're barking up the wrong tree, my friend.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all a mistake.
Okay. Make like you ain't worried. But you'll think different when I spill what I know to the cops.
You're just wasting your time.
I know. You think on account of you got friends on the force, they'll go easy. Well, let me tell you, a cop is a cop.
You don't know how funny this is.
So it's funny. Do you make me an offer or don't you?
We don't.
Good. I was kind of hoping you'd take this attitude on account I got ethics. And if you paid, I'd have shut up. But I always wanted to see you squirm, and brother, I'm going to. Come on, Axel.
Okay, boss.
And when things get hot, North, don't think you'll get out of it by putting it all on that Mrs. Stokes. By covering her, you've been obstructing justice. And that makes you an...
Accessory after the fact.
Yeah, an accessory after the fact. Well, let's go, Axel. I got a phone call to make. And then I got an idea this isn't going to seem so funny to these punks.
Oh, Bill, surely you don't take it seriously.
All I know is that it wouldn't be the first time you and Pam held out on me.
It's really too silly to discuss. The whole thing's been a ridiculous comedy of errors.
Don't you see, Lieutenant? He must have been the one who called me. And when I told him about the book...
All right. You told me that before. When the Norths get mixed up in something, there's always some explanation. And usually it turns out that the explanation is phony and that something really is going on.
Bill... Do you mean to tell me that you're taking the word of a criminal against ours?
Well, I don't know that he is a criminal. I don't know who it was who called me. He wouldn't give his name.
It was that awful Dutch Garber. You know, we helped you catch his brother. And he's had it in for us ever since.
Besides, Bill, since when have the police taken such stock in anonymous phone calls?
When they concern the North.
Oh, Bill, come on. Forget it, won't you? It's really funny. I only wish you could see the joke.
Yeah, so do I.
Say... This gives me an idea for the book. Look,
after they pay off the doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got to answer the phone.
Oh, you're not going to keep on being silly about this, are you, Phil?
Okay, Pam, just call me Sucker Wagon and let's forget the whole thing.
Well, I'm sorry you don't trust us.
It's for you, Bill.
Oh, right, thanks. The ambulance. What's that? Who? I see. Right. Right, okay, I'll be right over. So long. Well, so it was all a gag, huh? Just something out of a book. You know, someday I ought to lock you Norse up just to teach you a lesson.
What are you talking about?
What happened, Bill?
It was Dutch Garber who called me, huh?
Well, he said he was going to call you.
But it didn't amount to anything, did it? He thought he knew something, but it was just a lot of eyewash out of this fellow's book.
What are you driving at? What's happened?
Well, it seems that one of your fictional characters resented the call.
What do you mean?
I mean that Dutch Garber has just been found with a couple of slugs in him.
What?
He's dead?
Right. Now, don't try to tell me that this is just chapter 18.
Oh.
You've got a real corpse with real lead in him. You folks had better start talking and talking fast.
Gollies, I thought for a while that Bill was really going to lock us up, Jerry.
Well, he's pretty sore, and I suppose you can't blame him.
No, he'll never trust us again. Not unless we can solve this case and show him that we had no connection with it. Jerry, that's why I want to go down to Dutch's saloon. If we can find that fellow who was with him, he may be able to tell us something.
I've got it all worked out.
You mean you...
After the doctor is paid off, Mrs. Stokes hides the body.
Oh, that.
Must we go into it now?
Oh, wait until you hear the gimmick I've got. That place you didn't like, this fixes it up. I tell you, it's a twist that'll be a sensation.
I wonder why Bill let us go.
He saw he couldn't get anything out of us.
It's dark, see? And she drags the body out of the car and dumps it in the river. But what she doesn't know is
Well,
that
here we are.
The body that was in the car...
Not now, please. Please, we have work to do. Here, driver, keep the change.
Thanks.
Golly. Not a very inviting place, is it?
Well, it was your idea, darling.
I've seen nicer places than this in nightmares.
And nicer people.
Yes.
Jerry, see if you can find the fellow who was with Mr. Dutch. You know, the one he called Axel.
Are you looking for me, Mrs. North?
Oh, I didn't see you.
What do you want?
We just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Suppose I don't want to answer.
Oh, that is part of the EB hospital. All we want to know is where you and Dutch went when you left our apartment.
What's it to you?
Oh, we just want to know.
I come here. I don't know where Dutch went, so what?
Where did Dutch say he was going?
He didn't.
Haven't you any idea whom he was going to see?
Go peddle your papers someplace else. I ain't got time to bother with you.
I'm sorry. I thought you might be willing to help.
Help what?
Help us find who killed Dutch.
Who killed him? Say, what are you talking about?
Dutch is dead, and we're trying to...
Why, you dirty rat...
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Yeah? Nobody's bumping off the boss and getting away with it, see?
What are you doing with that gun? We didn't bump off the boss.
Oh, no? Now I see why you thought it was so funny when he told you what he knew. You was all ready to take care of him,
Don't
huh?
be silly.
Get back to your table, Jim Muggs, and sit down. I'll handle this.
Please, yeah. Mr. Axel, put that gun away. It's all a mistake.
I'll put it away when I'm finished with it.
Oh, gollies, everything's gone wrong. And all because one leg of the kitchen table is short.
Before we return to Woodbury's Mr. and Mrs. North, this is Ben Grauer for Woodbury Facial Soap. Ladies, when you work up a good bubbly lather of Woodbury on your face cloth and work it into your skin, you do more than make it immaculately clean. When you run your hand over your face, you find it softer and smoother. And when you look in your glass, you see a complexion livelier, more glowing. For Woodbury Facial Soap is truly a beauty treatment in cake form, as any glamorous Woodbury deb will tell you. Now listen to what one of the loveliest has to say about it. She's Joanne Newcomb Price, a Woodbury deb just married out in California. And she has a fine textured complexion that needs especially gentle care. Yet, patriotic Joanne is not one to just sit around and look pretty. She's an ardent victory gardener and sells what she grows for war relief. And here's what she writes.
Gardening's dirty work, but my skin stays clear and bright with Woodbury. Even California sunshine doesn't dry or coarsen my complexion. I love the clean feel and look of my skin after a Woodbury facial cocktail. He loves it, too.
Why don't you follow the Marrying Woodbury Debs to Romance? Ask for Woodbury Facial Soap. That's W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, Woodbury. The beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin, the stars of Mr. and Mrs. North, will appear next Sunday night on Woodbury's other program, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Be sure to hear Mr. and Mrs. North on Lower Basin Street next Sunday evening, immediately following Walter Winchell. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. Now, back to the Woodbury Facial Soap Program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
Okay, now. Get moving. In the back.
Just a minute. Won't you please put that gun away and listen to reason?
I ain't interested.
Look, Axel. What makes you so sure that we're the ones who bumped off the boss?
Any dope would know that.
Oh.
Didn't anyone know he was going to try to blackmail us?
Well, yeah.
Well, isn't it possible that they thought that we paid the boss and they killed him in order to rob him?
Well,
Of course. There's your answer, Axel. Who knew Dutch was going to come
over?
Wait
a minute, not so fast. You're just trying to get out of it.
Oh, no, we're not. But if you want to make an example, you ought to make it out of the right person.
But how do I know the right person ain't you, huh?
Would we have come here if we'd killed Dutch?
I don't know.
There'd have been no point in it. It would have been suicide.
Why did you come?
We want to find out who killed Dutch, and if you'd only help us, then we'd
Well, okay. I guess you're right.
Oh.
It feels good to breathe again.
All right, Mr. Axel. Now, who knew that Dutch hoped to get money from us?
Well, Pinky and,
Yes?
Only Pinky, that's all.
I thought you were going to say someone else.
I says only Pinky.
All right, all right.
Where can we find, Pinky?
That's him over there. Hey, Pinky, come here.
Has he been here ever since you got back?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hey, did I see a bit of gunplay a moment ago?
Just a little disagreement. Think nothing of it.
Don't worry. I'll only think something of it if something like that didn't happen in this place. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. North.
Oh, I see you know us.
Oh, yes, I get around.
I'd like to ask you a question, Mr. Pinky.
No, right ahead, but I don't promise an answer.
Where were you while Axel and Dutch were out calling on us?
Right here, why?
Can you prove it?
Maybe. What's it to you?
Oh, nothing. Only you may have to.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And now may I ask a question?
Sure. Little John Kieran, that's me.
Who's that pretty girl at your table?
Lulu?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's Lulu. Dutch's girl.
Leave her out of this.
Oh, but Axel, with her looks, it's a shame to leave her out.
But she don't know nothing, see?
Shame on you, Axel. That's no way to talk about a young lady.
I mean about Dutch's murder.
Dutch's murder? Hey, what do you mean?
Axel, you've spilled the beans.
Hey, is Dutch been...
As if you didn't know.
No, Axel, honest, I was here the whole time.
Well, while you two decide who was where, I'm going over and talk to Glamourpuss.
Wait a minute, Nort. I tell you, she didn't know nothing, see?
That's all right. With her looks, she doesn't have to. I just want to talk to her.
Well, I'm going with you.
So am I.
Okay.
Jerry, I'm surprised at you. She's nothing but a painted floozy.
Well, I've always been an admirer of painting, sweetheart. Hello, gorgeous. May we join you?
Sure, big boy. Sit down. There's a dame with you.
Oh, don't mind her. She's a little number I picked up in the subway. Pinky will take her off my hands, won't you, pal?
Jerry.
See, you've got ideas, but my boyfriend will be coming back soon, and he's not going to like him.
Dutch?
Yeah. You know him?
Sure. But don't worry about Dutch. He won't be coming back for a long time.
How do you know?
I know. So, come on. Let's be friends.
Take your hands off of her.
Why? She likes me. Don't you, honey?
Well...
See?
Leave her alone.
Go away, Axel. I'm busy.
I see you are.
North, if you don't leave her alone,
North.
I'm gonna...
Did you say North?
Yeah, Gerald North.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, Axel, now you went and spoiled it all.
What is this, North? What's going on? What are you trying to do?
That's what I'd like to know.
Just checking on a motive?
What do you mean?
Well, I never really believed robbery was the motive because the murderer couldn't know whether Dutch had the money. So
So I began looking for another motive, and I think I've found it.
Motive? Murderer? Why, what are you talking about?
About Dutch. He's been murdered.
Hey, Lolo, please. Well,
I have an idea. It was Axel who murdered him. Because you were in love with Dutch's girl.
Oh, well, Axel, you're
And done. You figured this would be a good time to do it, because Dutch had just informed on me, so I'd be suspected instead of you. After all, you thought I was already involved in one murder, so I was a natural fall guy.
No, you don't reach for that gun again.
Let go.
Not yet, brother.
Hey, Peggy. All
right. Get out. Peggy has come.
Hey, Lawrence, how about some help?
Right on, Lawrence.
Get you. Watch out for those two guys.
That guy's made like a rock.
This is what I was trying to tell you, North, about the book. There's a free-for-all, and then...
Well, I can't break it up. Come on, break it up. I got you covered, all of you. Right,
put
up your hands, you mug.
Axel's going for the door.
Look up, Pam. We're in the line of fire, so Bill can't shoot. Here, duck under the stage.
All right. Oh, we got down just in time.
Yeah, Bill's driven him into the corner.
Come on, drop your guns and come out of there. You can't get away. The place is surrounded. Okay, mister, you ask.
You see, Nose, there's this free-for-all, and then the cops break in. And arrest Mrs. Stokes, and then comes the switch. It isn't Mrs. Stokes. Mrs. Stokes is the cop. And now I ask you, is that a switch? Or is that a switch?
Bill jumped him and got him.
Well, North, how does the plot strike you now?
Not so hard.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, somehow I found it awfully hard to keep my mind on it.
That's why Bill let us go.
Yeah, he knew he couldn't get us to talk, so he let us go and followed us, thinking we'd lead him into something.
Well, we certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, Jerry, he came right in the nick of time, just like the Marines. Oh, it certainly was lucky he followed us.
Lucky?
Well, wasn't it?
Pam, do you think I'm crazy?
What do you mean, dear?
Do you think I'd have gotten into a fight with a murderer in a dive like that if I didn't know the police had been following me?
Oh, you knew all the time.
Of course. But even so, it was a pretty bad few minutes. I hope I'll never have to go through anything like it again.
Well, I know what you can do to prevent it.
What?
You can fix that leg on the kitchen table.
Your bookseller has on sale the latest Mr. and Mrs. North mystery novel. It's titled Killing the Goose. Get a copy of Killing the Goose tonight. And next Wednesday evening, another radio adventure of Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. For thrills and laughs, be sure to listen, won't you? Music for Mr. and Mrs. North is conducted by Charles Ford. This is Ben Grauer saying goodnight for Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Love will never, never change.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market,
We bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Your lovely, never, never say, keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, cause you're lovely, just the way you look tonight.
Woodbury, the makers of Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap made for the skin alone, present The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North. The Norths woke up one morning and discovered it was February. Pam said, "Jerry, let's go to the dogs." "By all means," Jerry replied. "Where's the champagne?" But that wasn't what Pam meant. She meant the dog show at the Uptown Garden. And after Jerry had said something about in leap year, woman proposes while man opposes, after Pam had thrown a pillow at him, they got dressed and went to the dogs.
Aren't they adorable?
Uh-huh. I feel unnatural. On two legs. We're outnumbered.
I guess this isn't a good hour for visiting.
Oh, the dogs don't mind.
Oh, Jerry, what breed is that?
Schnauzer.
God bless you. What breed?
Schnauzer.
God bless you. Jerry, you're catching cold.
I'm not sneezing. That dog is a schnauzer.
Oh, huge. Oh, look, Jerry, a great Dane. Isn't he beautiful?
Let's move on, dear.
Why?
I think he thinks I'm a bone.
Oh, you're not afraid of him, darling.
No, I just don't want to confuse him, make him neurotic.
All right, kitty cat. Oh, Jerry, look.
That's a Yorkshire Terrier.
I don't care. That dog's been to the movies.
Saw Veronica Lake and cottoned her hairdo, huh?
I'm positive. The only thing is, this dog's overdoing it. It's got a peekaboo contraption in front of both eyes.
Darling, the Yorkshire Terrier's long, silky hair was developed along the upland moors. Protected from the rain and wind.
Don't show off, dear. You've read a book. Oh, this one.
That orange poodle, he looks as if a landscape gardener had worked him over.
Oh, he's very distinguished looking. You see, he understands me.
I've seen long better clips than that. The tag here says he is champion Peter Cavalier.
I knew it.
Did you also know he belonged to, La Comtesse de la Porte?
Oh, I can just see myself now walking down Madison Avenue with Peter on the leash.
Uh-huh. And I would bow to you and kiss your hand.
Jerry, you silly.
And I would say, Countess, you have the most beautiful dog I have ever seen. There is nothing in the world I would love more than to pat your dog sometimes, Countess.
Please.
And not another word, Countess?
But Jerry, there's somebody breathing down the back of my neck.
Huh? That's right. Hey, you, stop breathing down the back of her neck.
I'm doing it only in the line of duty, pal.
Jerry, there's somebody right behind you. Please.
No, friend, don't train around. Introductions later.
Hey, what is this?
This is a snatch. You are acquainted with the same Countess?
Countess? Me? Jerry!
Keep your voice low, little lady. Otherwise, Sam, who ain't poking you in the ribs with no postpin, will have to shoot you.
Oh, is that right? Sam?
But don't knows the words, Countess.
Countess? But I'm
Let
not...
us leave the dogs. Come on.
Jerry.
Now, look, there's been some mistake
one
here.
One little funny move and you'll be making a mistake. Walk nice and quiet out the front door, both of you. That's right. Otherwise comes the hearse, and they'll be carrying you out nice and quiet.
Anyway, it's a nice car.
Thank you, Countess.
But I am not a countess.
Did we or did we not hear that gent sitting next to you call you Countess?
He did, but Jerry was only joking.
Some joke.
She's my wife.
You the Count?
Of course not.
Then the little lady ain't your wife.
Oh, wait a minute. Duke, if
you... Yeah?
Are you really a Duke?
Nah, sort of a nickname.
All right. That's the way it is with Pam.
Sure. Only she's got a couple of million iron men in the bank. I ain't. My estate was impoverished.
The Duke knows the words.
I'm supposed to be French if I'm the Countess, but I'm not.
How do we know?
Well, you can hear me talk, can't you? I speak English, don't I? Just like you.
You speak like us?
Duke, she sounds like a foreigner to me, she does.
If she's the Countess, what am I supposed to be?
There is a word for it.
The Duke knows.
Quiet, Sam. The word is gigolo.
Me?
Why, you... Relax there, dancing pumps, or I'll give you a revolver full.
Jerry, please.
Now, we are all men of the world here, ain't we? Except, then, of course, the Countess.
Thank you.
I mean that. As I was saying, the Countess is young. She is beautiful.
Why, Duke?
She is a babe with plenty of bread pudding. The Count, on the other hand, is broke. He is on the shabby side of gentility. So he collects stamps, while the Countess collects gigolos. You are one of them, a very fine specimen. My congratulations, Countess.
I am not a gigolo.
Mister, don't get so excited. It's good work if you can get it.
Hey, boss, we're leaving town. We got to decide.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
What do you have to decide?
Well, you see, Countess Original, we didn't figure on snatching more than one. You. Circumstances made us grab off the boyfriend, too. The question is, what do we do with him?
You'll just have to take him along with me.
Hey, Duke, I think we ought to chill him.
I don't know. He looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, but Duke, we gotta feed the kidnapped victim. We just ain't got enough of brown stamps for two of them.
You got something here. All right. We chill him.
Oh, but you don't have to do that. Brown stamps are for meat, and Jerry's a vegetarian.
Oh. What do you say, Sam?
Well, in case he wants to eat grass, let him live.
Yeah, what I was thinking. Besides, it'll kind of keep the little lady's mind occupied. In a kind of way, you could call it almost a second honeymoon.
Good grief, where are we going? Niagara Falls. Old
homestead. Here we are.
Yeah. Ain't it beautiful?
If you took our blindfolds off, maybe we could appreciate it, too.
We'd learn to love it.
We couldn't have you see where we was taking you.
Why not?
Maybe you wouldn't have liked the place. Then we would have to shoot you.
Can we take them off now?
Go ahead. Keep them covered, Sam.
Like a tent, Duke.
There. That's better. Oh, gollies, it's dark. Who put the lights out?
Lady, we are in the country. Well, the only lights is the stars.
That Duke.
I prefer lamppost. Is that landslide an old stucco, the homestead?
Lady, maybe the joint looks like a wreck. But I'll tell you, it not only looks like a wreck...
Yeah, it is a wreck. Custer must have made his last stand around here.
If you don't like the accommodation, Sam will be glad to donate a little lead to you.
Never mind, he needs it more than I do. I mean, shall we go in?
Proceed. Wait a minute, goon. The Countess goes first.
Why?
Noblesse oblige.
Huh? Why?
That, freely translated, means oblige the nobles. Countess, you face.
Thank you very, very much.
You know, Duke, that noblesse oblige stuff ain't so bad.
No?
No. Not when a babe like the Countess leads the parade.
That was a nice dinner.
Yeah, it sure. No, you don't, Gigolo.
Don't you hit Jerry's wrist with that gun.
Well, I warned him not to reach for no meat.
Sorry, I forgot myself.
Yeah. Hey, I thought you was a vegetarian.
I am.
No. Well, no meat.
Okay. Pass me another head of lettuce.
Thanks.
Now, Countess, the time has come when business has got to be discussed. We got to get sorted.
You can do that with practically no effort.
Thank you, Countess. Now, we know the Count ain't got no dough. You've got it. So we brung along a check. You sign the check, we force the Count to cash it, and then he bails you out. What could be simpler?
You could just let us go.
Countess, the time for idle banter is past.
But he isn't the Countess.
Duke, I told you we should have killed him even if he ain't no meat eater.
Jerry's right. I can't sign that check.
Maybe your hand is numb?
Well, no.
You sign this check for 50 grand or you and the boyfriend will both get numb all over and permanent.
Well, I... Jerry, you think he means it?
He means it.
All right. Give it to me. I'll sign it. Oh, I see you've got a whole checkbook.
Yeah, we're careful. We don't want no typographical errors. Sign it, baby.
Countess, if you please. Pen?
Take mine. It's got a lifetime guarantee.
Thank you. There.
Let me see. But Countess, you signed this Pamela North. That ain't going to get us 50 grand.
It's my name.
It'll be a name on a tombstone, first thing you know. Sign that check, Isabel Delaporte, or the lifetime guarantee on you runs out.
If you insist.
I insist.
I thought you would. I hope you like my handwriting.
Let me see. Countess, I got $50,000 worth of liking for it. Sam, take him upstairs and lock him up. I'm going back to contact the Count, inform him about the snatch, and tomorrow morning we begin to live on our income. Good night, Countess. Noblesse oblige.
Noblesse oblige to you too, Duke.
That's right, Countess. Noblesse oblige. So please go upstairs peaceful and oblige, or no more noblesse.
Closed in? Locked in.
The window, Jerry?
Not a chance. One of Duke's ancestors must have been a little peculiar.
What do you mean? Oh, iron bars on the window.
And dear Sam at the door. I think we'll stay.
Oh, darling. We are in a jam, aren't we?
Well, there's a bed in the room. We can sleep anyway.
Jerry, what are we going to do?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that signature. They won't give you more than 10 years or so for forgery. And I'll be waiting for you at the prison gate.
That isn't what I meant, darling.
Oh.
When they find out, and they'll have to as soon as they try to cash that check, that I'm not really the Countess.
They'll kiss us goodbye.
Oh, no, Jerry. Not when we could be witnesses against them. I'm afraid, darling.
Well, maybe in the morning, when...
Somehow, Jerry, I could wish that morning were a long way off.
We'll be back with Woodbury's Mr. and Mrs. North in just a moment. Now, this is Ben Grauer changing the subject to Woodbury's facial soap and romance, to wedding bells, white satin and lace, and to another Woodbury Deb who's just said, I do. She's lovely Martha Janie Baker of Toledo, and the lucky man is Private Charles L. Willoughby of Flint, Michigan. Janie writes,
Woodbury facial soap is practically a tradition with the women in our family.
So naturally, when Chuck saw Janie, it was a case of love at first sight. For nothing attracts a man's attention faster and holds it longer than a flawlessly lovely complexion. And now that Janie is Mrs. Charles L. Willoughby, a charming Air Force bride, she writes,
Woodbury soap really does things for a girl's skin. Romantic things.
Let it do the same for you. Give your skin the gentle care of the beauty soap that's made for the skin and skin alone. The soap that contains only the finest, purest beauty oils and a special costly ingredient for extra mildness. Yes, Woodbury facial soap is safe even for over-dry skin. Use Woodbury facial soap tonight, and then see, even in the morning, if your skin isn't brighter, smoother, softer to touch. See if he doesn't soon tell you so. Ask for Woodbury facial soap, and follow the marrying Woodbury Debs to romance. Now, back to the Woodbury facial soap program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
Oh, Pam.
Yes, darling.
Turn that rooster off.
You turn it off. It's on your side of it.
Huh? Well,
what did you say?
I said turn it. Uh-oh. Somebody swiped out the furniture.
Not to mention the house. Darling, we're staying with the Duke.
That's right.
And I'm the Countess.
I'm the King of England. But what? I remember.
It's morning, Jerry.
The Duke should be back from town any moment.
Knowing that I'm not really the Countess.
Well, his mistake, not ours. We told him.
That isn't going to help much.
It's convenient going to bed in your clothes. You don't have to dress. Pam, come here.
What is it, darling?
This window looks out over the road.
It's the Duke, Jerry. With a distinguished-looking man.
And the Duke is showing him in. They came in that roadster. Come on, Meg.
Jerry, that man's the Count. They snatched him, too.
Well, looks that way. But I don't
know. Well, good morning, Countess. Morning, slippery feet.
Sam, tell me, does that revolver grow from your hand?
Well, it's a nice thought. Come on down, the Duke's got company.
I don't really feel like entertaining just now. We'll just stay here.
Nothing doing, you'll go down. After all, it's about time the Countess met the Count. Right through that door, that's a good girl. Come on, you too, smooth hair.
We'll find our way.
Sam, somebody maybe followed me out here. Go on outside and keep a lookout.
Okay, Duke.
Now, Count, is that the Countess or ain't it?
My dear lady, may I apologize for this boor stupidity? May I also assure you that if it weren't for the fact that already I am married, nothing would delight me more than to make you my Countess.
That's very sweet of you.
Then she ain't the Countess.
When this ruffian here held me up and asked me to cash this check, I knew at once a mistake had been made. The signature is obviously not my wife.
All right, tear it up.
With pleasure, sir. There. There.
Take it easy, Count. I wouldn't like you to die too quick. You two, North, sit down. So I made a mistake.
The lady resembles my wife somewhat, but that's all.
I was never married to her, so I can't tell. Sam!
Well, now that everything's been cleared up, we can all go home.
I ain't so sure. We're liable for the rap, even if we snatch the wrong thing.
Well, what's up, Duke?
She ain't the Countess.
Well, are you sure the guy with the mustache is the Count?
Yeah, him I seen before. Sleepy fingered him for me.
Oh, so we got three boys, huh? And none of them can sing.
You might say three little bonds and no dividends.
Yeah, well, what do we do now? Close the book?
Now, look here.
Sit down, Rosin Souls, or I'll do it now.
Jerry.
I suggest we talk this over calmly. After all, why kill us?
No talk, no rap.
On the other hand, come over here, Sam.
And you three are covered, so behave. Okay, Duke, what do you think?
What do you think they're going to do?
Hard to tell. I do not think they will kill us. You see, in a way, I am a goose.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, if they kill me, they can never try to kidnap my wife again. I think they like the golden eggs, so they will do nothing. I hope you're right about their bird-loving habits.
Gents and the lady, me and Sam have just been in conference.
Speech! Speech!
Order in the court! What am I saying? Shut up, punk!
Permit me to continue. We loused up this snatch good. Whose fault it was, we ain't for the moment interested in. But the snatch was loused up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, on account of we invested our time and abilities, while you guys been inconvenienced a little, I figure we're even.
Bravo!
Thanks. Anyways, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna blindfold you, a mere necessity of business, drive you back in the count heap, and let you go free when we hit the city.
An equitable proposal.
My words exactly. We ain't sore at you on account of the little lady ain't no Countess, and you shouldn't ought to be sore at us on account of we're returning you to your loved ones safe and sound.
The Duke knows the words.
Like the poet says, let bygones be bygones. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
get these blindfolds off.
I dare say that's the last we'll ever see of Sam and the Duke, fading down that suburban road in their own car.
I'm just as pleased.
But there's something that worries me. Count de la Porte.
Madame?
When the Duke showed you this check I signed, you knew it wasn't your wife's signature.
Well, of course I knew.
So you told the Duke that they must have kidnapped the wrong person. But there should have been another reason why you knew that.
I do not understand.
The Countess.
The Countess? Pam,
well, since the Countess wasn't kidnapped, she should have been home with you last night.
Oh, that?
Well, you don't know the Countess, my lovely wife, Mr. and Mrs. North. She's never home. Sometimes weeks pass and I don't hear of her.
Still, the kidnappers knew that she was to be at the dog show. That means she is in town.
That is a subject I do not care to discuss. Can I drop you at your home?
No, I wish you'd do us a favor, Count. Stay on the street a few blocks more. I'll tell you where to stop.
Of course. Some friends?
No, Count. Some police. Pam, you and the Count stay in the car. I'll be on in a moment.
Your husband is very athletic.
He used to play football. Count, I'm worried about your wife.
I gave that up years ago.
For all we know, those gangsters may be after her this very minute. And, there's Jerry. He's got Sergeant Mullins with him.
Well, what do you know about that? Kidnapped you, huh? They should have held on to you. I would have paid them myself regular.
Hello, Sergeant Mullins. This is Count de la Porte.
What's your name?
Count de la Porte.
So did I. How do you do? You're lucky.
Well, what do you mean?
Usually, when the Norths bring them in, they're dead.
Mullins, we've all been worrying about the whereabouts of the Countess. That's why I got you out here.
Heck, I don't know where she is.
But you see, I think I do. Try the rumble seat of this roadster, Mullins.
Huh? Oh, he's mad. I don't like this.
Any objections? If there ain't nothing there...
No, you may do so.
Why, thank you. Just take a minute.
Jerry, you can see this.
Okay, Mr. North, I looked.
And, of course, you found nothing.
Not exactly, Count. Matter of fact, your wife is in that rumble seat. And she's dead.
Please, Mullins, please. I've got something to say.
The guy killed his wife in his Frankfurt.
I don't think he did.
But, darling, it was his car. And...
He would have been a fool to hide her there. Count, you've got one chance.
What chance have I got?
A full confession.
I thought you said he didn't kill her.
Mr. North, I did not murder.
No, but you still have a confession to make. You hired Duke and Sam to kidnap your wife. You agreed to split the ransom money with them, didn't you? $25,000 for you, $25,000 for them. Because you had no money, you had to go to your wife for money all the time, and so you thought you'd get some this way. Am I right?
I say nothing.
I can prove it. First, those gangsters didn't blindfold you when they brought you to the hideout this morning.
That's right, darling. We saw him from the window.
Which proves you were in on the kidnap plot. Secondly, and more important, those gangsters didn't try to cash the check Pam signed on your own unsupported word. Why should they believe you? When you said Pam was not the Countess, they believed you again. Why?
I deny everything.
Better not. Otherwise, you'll go to the chair for murder instead of the jail for fraud. You've one chance. You better take it.
All right. I confess to the plot, but I did not kill her.
Of course not. Mullins, you've got to help.
Help?
There's only one way we can get proof against the murderers. We've got to release the Count. We've got to announce that he's been cleared of a murder and... Mullins, we mustn't say a single solitary word about his complicity in the kidnapping plot.
We mustn't. Why?
Because if we do, our trap won't catch a killer.
Woodbury's Mr. and Mrs. North will be back in a minute. But first, this is Ben Grauer for Woodbury, the true skin soap. Have you noticed how many lovely Woodbury Debs are middle-aisling it these days? One of the loveliest is Martha Janie Baker of Toledo. Janie became Mrs. Charles L. Willoughby at a fashionable wedding at the Lombardy in New York. Now a brand new Air Force wife, she writes,
To keep him saying those nice things about my complexion, I always take my daily Woodbury facial cocktail. How I look forward to it at the end of each busy day. It gives me a new lease on love.
You can care for your complexion exactly the way glamorous Janie does, like this. First, she pins up her brown curls safely out of the way. Then she works up a thick, creamy lather of Woodbury soap on her face cloth. Now she buries her face in its warm fragrance. Massaging gently, she works it well up to her hairline, down over her throat, and around to the back of her neck. Next, she rinses thoroughly with clear, warm water. Then, with fresh, cold water, she gives a final bracing rinse. As she says, it gives her a new lease on love. Try it. Ask for Woodbury. W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y. Woodbury. The beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Now, back to the Woodbury Facial Soap program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
According to the New York police, has been fully cleared of guilt in connection with the murder of his wife, the Countess Isabella de la Pont.
Thank you, guy, you are standing out so much.
Isabel, okay, wife so. Of a very famous New York...
That is very good news, Sam. Just like we figured, they can't pin the killing on the count.
So we play the parlay, huh? Gee, it's a good liquor the count keeps.
Ah, that must be the count now. Answer the door, Sam. The butler is unconscious in the cellar.
Certainly, me lord.
Oh, hello, Carlisle. I'm so sorry.
Duke?
Yeah, and that ain't Carlisle.
It's me.
A pleasant surprise, Count. Take your coat off.
What do you want?
The Count is a real man of business, ain't he, Sam? Okay, pal, listen. Now the Countess is dead, you inherit her dough, right?
I suppose so.
We take half, or maybe two-thirds.
You're crazy.
Otherwise, we go tell the cops all about how you hired us to kidnap your wife. Then, they will reconsider your being innocent about knocking her off. Because on account of if you're such a low character you would kidnap her, you must have killed her.
But I did not.
It would be a cinch to convince the jury.
Oh, then you killed her yourself.
Sure. White side for 25 grand and we can make a million. Out of you. Sure. Sam dumped the body into the rumble seat when we was discussing life for the North.
But if you had really kidnapped the Countess, why did you also kidnap the North?
For witnesses tying you to the kidnap plot. Otherwise, who would believe us poor bums against your word? This way, you're tied to us. So you better prepare to share the wealth.
The Duke knows the words.
We know the music.
Keep your hands up over the North.
Who brought the gin down?
My husband. Isn't he cute?
Oh, Duke, I told you he should have killed that guy. Besides, I bet he even eats meat.
Oh, to get home.
A little while, darling. Oh, the poor Countess.
Poor Count. He's going to spend a long time in jail.
Mm-hmm. It was very clever of you to figure out the double cross that Duke and Sam were playing.
Well, no gangster would ever make a mistake in identification, as Duke and Sam pretended they had. Not when it was a $50,000 snatch they were planning.
Well, they certainly swiped the wrong witnesses. Oh, you're so smart, darling.
You too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder just how good a gigolo you would make if I were really a Count.
Well, you know what they get paid for, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Dancing.
Maybe, but I'll bet that isn't the word the Duke would have had for it.
Friends, this is the most fateful year of the war. Across the Atlantic, the Second Front, the invasion starts now any day. And for that decisive struggle, our armed forces will need more fighting equipment than ever before. To provide this essential equipment for victory, the Fourth War Loan is on. Our men in uniform are ready to give their lives. All you are asked to do is lend your money. You get back $4 for every three, and there's no safer investment. So buy all the bonds you can. Buy at least an extra $100 bond. Do without things you need. Use savings. Buy bonds. Let's all back the attack.
Thank you.
again next week at the same time for another adventure of Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. For thrills and laughs, be sure to listen, won't you? Music for Mr. and Mrs. North is conducted by Charles Paul. This is Ben Grauer saying good night for Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Love never, never change. Keep that breath of charm. Won't you please arrange it? Cause you're lovely just the way you are tonight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you again for listening, and please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.